Track 14. On the last track, we discussed three disorders that are similar to BDD. These three disorders that are similar to BDD included hypochondria, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and social phobia. On this track, we will present four more techniques that I have found beneficial in treating clients with BDD. These four techniques include mirror retraining, habit reversal, mindfulness, and refocusing. The first additional technique for BDD clients is mirror retraining. This technique involves two parts. One, helping the client to learn to look at his or her entire face or body while looking in the mirror. Two, helping the client to learn objectively. And two, helping the client to learn to objectively describe his or her body while looking in the mirror. This technique is similar, but not identical to, the technique mirror affirmations, which I presented on track 8. I asked Claudia, who we discussed on the last track, to stand several feet in front of a full-length mirror and objectively describe her body parts, going from head to toe. I told her to do this without saying negative words to herself about how she looks, which I reminded her would take practice. I asked her to do this at least twice a day, and only at specific times. I also asked her to limit this exercise to only 5 minutes, as the client may or may not have a pre-existing tendency to stare in the mirror. I also stressed to Claudia that it was of the utmost importance that she does not do any mirror-checking rituals while doing the retraining. The next week, Claudia stated, "It was really hard at first. The first couple of times I did do some checking. After a while, I got the hang of calling my eyes blue and round and better describing my hips, which are curvy rather than completely round." The second additional technique for BDD clients is habit reversal. I asked Carly, age 20, who picked at her skin, to try this exercise. First, I asked Carly to write down detailed information about her picking habit in a diary to make her more aware of her habit. I asked her to include the situation in which she picked and the length of the picking episode. Then I asked her to substitute this behavior with another, competing response. Carly, who was an avid softball player, would roll her softball from one hand to the other. Carly stated, "Not only do I get to work on my dexterity with the ball, I've also found a way to keep myself from making my face look worse. I still think about going to the mirror and popping my zits, but I can catch myself now and I use my ball instead." I also incorporated rewards for Carly when she used the ball instead of her picking. For instance, Carly bought herself a treat or rented a movie when she had gone a successful half day without picking. In addition to mirror retraining and habit reversal, the third additional technique for BDD clients is mindfulness. I ask clients, like Randall, who we discussed on the last track, to try a type of meditation that allows them to become more objective towards his negative thoughts. This type of meditation that I recommend my clients use is an adapted form. I ask my clients to develop a meditative environment that is both calming and unpretentious. Randall stated, "My environment is out in my backyard. I don't have any neighbors as I'm in the country, and I love my garden. It's one of the few things that I'm proud of." I asked Randall then to allow the obsessive and sometimes negative thoughts to come. I told him that instead of resisting these thoughts, to watch them float by like clouds across the sky, and gently let go of them without engaging them. I asked Randall to observe these thoughts without criticizing them or himself. In addition to mirror retraining, habit reversal, and mindfulness, the fourth additional technique for BDD clients is refocusing. Like mindfulness, refocusing forces the client to become aware and current on the moment's activity rather than the obsessive thoughts. I asked Claudia, who we discussed on the last track, to try refocusing. I asked her to gently focus her attention and thoughts on what's going on around her rather than on BDD thoughts. I stated, "When you notice your thoughts straying with BDD, gently bring your attention back to what you're supposed to be mindful about. Don't try to actively fight the thoughts or push them out of your mind, because this actually increases your focus on the thoughts. For example, try not to think of a pink elephant. It's impossible. Instead of focusing on a pink elephant, non-judgmentally, observe what you are having thoughts about, and then gently focus your mind back on what is happening around you at that moment. At first, Claudia thought that this technique was too simple to work. However, the next week she stated, "I tried that refocusing thing you told me to do. I was having a conversation with my sister over tea, and I began to wonder if my hips looked large in that skirt I was wearing. I acknowledged the thought and then caught on to the next word my sister said. It was like a buoy in the middle of the ocean. I grabbed onto it and pulled myself out of the shark-infested waters." Think of your BDD clients. Would they benefit from mirror retraining, habit reversal, mindfulness, or refocusing? Would playing this track be beneficial for one of your clients during your next session? On this track, we presented four more techniques that I have found beneficial in treating clients with BDD. These four techniques included mirror retraining, habit reversal, mindfulness, and refocusing. Question 14. What are four more techniques that can be beneficial in treating clients with BDD? This CD set has covered such topics as basic criteria, obsessions, functionality, suicide, gender issues, child clients, root causes, triggers, exposure, automatic thoughts, working with family members, depression, similar disorders, and additional techniques. I hope that you found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include treating teen self-mutilation, treating post-holiday letdown and depression, living with secrets, treating childhood sexual trauma, interventions for anxiety disorders with children and adults, and balancing the power dynamic in the therapeutic relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Please consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.